This is For the Record. Over the course of this election season, we've been visiting Charlotte, North Carolina, in Mecklenburg County. It's a solidly blue county in a red state. There's a rapidly growing Hispanic population. 30% of the residents are Black. It has a booming tech center. It's a hub for banking. And it's in a swing state. In fact, North Carolina may be one of the most important states this election year. President Obama won the state in 2008 because Black voters turned out in huge numbers. But he lost to Mitt Romney in 2012 by a slim margin. Polls now show Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump within a few percentage points of each other. One thing we know from 2008, Hillary Clinton's success in North Carolina this year depends on Black voters. And so for our third visit, we decided to check in with some of them. For the record today, the fight for North Carolina.
Angelica to pull it from Facebook so she can put it on Instagram or Twitter. Right?
We begin in a college classroom in Charlotte. Johnson C. Smith is an historically Black university, and this should be a hotbed of Clinton support, especially considering Trump is polling so low among African Americans. But when we talked with students and alumni in the school's politics club, Ayanna Perry told us Bernie Sanders was her first pick.
When he dropped out of the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party, I was kind of like, I guess I'm with her. Like, I guess I'm with Hillary.
And here's Jasmine Wright.
I just feel bad for first-time voters or people who actually get a chance to go out and vote. I feel sorry for their decisions.
Hillary Clinton knows she has some work to do here, which is why she's been sending surrogates to get students fired up. North Carolina is up for grabs, and the African-American vote is a crucial demographic, which is why Donald Trump is making a play for it in his own way.
What do you have to lose? You're living in poverty. Your schools are no good. You have no jobs. 58% of your youth is unemployed. What the hell do you have to lose?
I asked some of the students here what they thought of Donald Trump's comments.
I just felt like it was a complete slap in the face.
This is Hydra Atta.
What do I have to lose? I have my dignity to lose. And it's not like you're offering a better approach to the issues that we are facing. And I feel like the only time I don't even really know what to say about Trump. It's just, what's even more sad for me is that there are actually people who believe in his racist commentary and his policies. And it's just, I feel like this election process was really a wake-up call to the racism that still is clearly here in America.
And what about Hillary Clinton? Why are they so lukewarm on her? Student Ayanna Perry speaks up.
I kind of feel like I don't really like some of the ways in her past, some of the stuff that she's done, and she hasn't really spoke up about it.
Like
apologizing. Her comment was it 96?
Super,
yes. Super Predators comment that she made.
And that's something we end up hearing quite a few times down here. Concern over the comments Hillary Clinton made back in 1996 while promoting her husband's crime bill.
We need to take these people on. They are often connected to big drug cartels. They are not just gangs of kids anymore. They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel. And
Hillary Clinton has since apologized for using the phrase super predator, but it has come back to haunt her in this election. Ayanna Perry says she'll still vote for Clinton, but not with a lot of enthusiasm.
I feel like she's not really for my best interests, but because of the lesser of two evils, I feel like it's better to vote for her and not somebody who's far worse when it comes to like immigration and like college debt and stuff like that.
We spoke with 21-year-old communications major Angelica Grant a little later, and she agreed that the Democratic Party has taken the Black vote for granted.
I definitely do agree that African Americans have been voting disproportionately for the Democratic Party for years and still haven't necessarily gotten the changes that we've been asking for over the years, but I don't think that's enough for all the African Americans to switch over to the Republican Party.
Ty Turner Bond already made that switch.
Every African American does not think alike. Every African American does not walk alike. So why should I vote alike?
He works for a payroll company in Charlotte, and until 2012, he had spent years working in Democratic politics. He voted for Barack Obama in 2008, believed in him and the change he thought the first Black president could bring. Today, Ty Turner Bond is disappointed.
We had 7 years of President Barack Obama who looks similar to me, but I haven't seen any changes.
Bond talks about stagnant wages. He says Obamacare is a mess and doesn't really help him anyway. He says Democrats talk too much about social programs when they talk about African Americans. He wants a bigger focus on economic opportunity. Bond voted for Mitt Romney in 2012, and in this election, he's voting for Donald Trump. I asked him why.
He's focusing on strictly 100% helping individuals who come out of prison create their own businesses.
Where did you hear him talking about that?
When we talked about this with his Black diversity coordinator when it came to, Omarosa.
And that's volunteered that. She said that we want to put in place a plan to empower
African-American males to become entrepreneurs. Yeah.
And that's people who come out of prison.
People who come out of prison. She said, because at the end of the day, we got to make them people, they want better. When he talked, that's when he talked about that African-American, you know, give us a chance. Mm-hmm. We want to show you another way. Mm-hmm. But one thing I told her is this with African Americans, I don't care who the president is. Until African Americans want to do better for themselves, mm-hmm. nobody can do it better for yourself. But you got to do better for yourself. And individuals like us have to step up. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I want to get that notion out of African Americans' minds that what you going to do for me?
We should say there is no mention of any plan to help former prisoners start businesses on Trump's campaign website.
How do you think about his rhetoric? Has any of that bothered you?
I do feel like it should be toned down just a little bit, mm-hmm. but that doesn't persuade me not to vote for you, you know, because you've shown me a history of success.
And to Bond, that's more important than towing the Democratic Party line just because that's what his friends and family expect.
We have ceded our power to a party. And I believe, honestly, for me now, I'm about capitalism, not just loyalty to the Republican Party, but the conservative ideas. And conservative ideas is what brought us through the storms and going to lead us back to the sunshine.
Supporting Donald Trump doesn't come without consequences, though.
I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Katrina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Katrina Rogers. Her dad is the senior pastor at the Antioch Road to Glory International Ministries Church in Charlotte. Her family and her church have endorsed Donald Trump. The church does not have nonprofit status, so it can take political positions.
One day we came down here and we seen a group of individuals. They was tearing down. We had Trump signs in the front. They was tearing those down.
Besides the vandalism, Katrina Rogers tells us her church has lost a handful of members because of its support of Trump.
There were about 5 parishioners that felt uncomfortable with our position, and we still have a good relationship with them. It was just, you know, I don't want to be anywhere near Trump, and we understand that. So that was a risk that we took, and we felt like it was worth that risk.
Katrina Rogers believes Trump will be good for the economy. She likes his positions on trade and reevaluating NATO. And when it comes to Hillary Clinton, she too can't get past that super predator remark from 20 years ago. It's not an issue for Sean Corbett.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
We met him at his barbershop northeast of Charlotte. He's run this business for 6 years and has used it as a sort of hub for all kinds of community service work.
I sat with Hillary Clinton last, I think, Sunday.
Did you? When she was
here? Yeah, she came to Charlotte and she had a meeting with some of, it's probably about 6 of us, some of the community leaders. And,
what do you think?
I like it. She's cool. Like, she got a lot of fire in her. And the type of person that I am, anytime I go meet somebody, I try to do a little bit of research. And what people don't realize about her is, and what I found is, that Hillary has been fighting for rights for women, black people, kids, and all that since, like, the 70s.
We've talked to quite a few people around Charlotte in the last couple of days, young people in particular, who, if you bring up Hillary Clinton, they say, yeah, I'm going to vote for her, but I'm not excited about it because I can't shake the fact that in 1996, 2 years after her husband's crime bill passed, she talked about super predators in relationship to young African-American men. Is that something that sticks with you?
Well, see, the thing is, man, I'm a convicted felon. I've been to prison. I don't want people to judge me just on that. So sometimes we all say and do things at that moment might have been right or we thought were right. Mm-hmm. But in time, perceptions change, thoughts change, people change. So who am I to hold one thing that one person said at one time against them when I don't want somebody to be barred from getting a job because they a felony, or I don't want somebody to look at me as a convicted felon for something that I did in 1999 or I was a part of in 1999. So I have to look at people that if I can change, anyone can change. And I kind of just leave it at that.
Early voting starts on October 20th at 10 sites in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. That will be the first test to determine whether African Americans are showing up at the polls in the numbers Hillary Clinton needs, or if Donald Trump is able to make any inroads at all.
Get everybody to come out, meet at 11 o'clock, 11:15, you'll march to the polls.
Meanwhile, students here at Johnson C. Smith University are planning their own Get Out the Vote efforts. In the midst of all the focus here on early voting and November the 8th, one alumni raises her hand. She wants to know if they're going to have any conversations about how to hold elected officials accountable. These students are already thinking about what happens in this country on November 9th.